How about a Tuesday podcast to get your week going? We've got big headlines going into this podcast. Mr. Ryan, it can't get any worse for him. We've got four teams at the bottom at 4-6. We thought at the beginning of the season, the champion was a guarantee and the loser was a guarantee. Now, we don't even know who's going to be taking that fourth spot in the playoff. From four down, it's a tough one. And Mr. Woody is off to the hottest start of his fantasy career. And here we go. Let's get going. It's been a while since we've had a podcast on a Tuesday because I've been so busy. But here we go. We're ready to roll for another podcast. We begin, of course, with our Week 10 breakdown, as always. And we're going to begin in the game between Mr. Woody and Mr. Luke. I mean, Mr. Luke, if the wheels falling off the bus described anything, it'd be Mr. Luke. But Mr. Woody, I mean, we talk about the hottest starts. He's 8-2. He just sees victory after victory after victory. And you would think he wouldn't get it. He started Jared Goff in replace of Hurts on bye week. He went off. Chris Olave had one of his best weeks of the season. Christian Kirk got into it. He went over 100 yards receiving. Jake Ferguson, I believe, is a top 10 tight end in fantasy this year. And helps with that Dallas offense exploding. Bijan Robinson, still in the starting lineup, he finally breaks double digits. He gets into 17.6. Dallas defense had a great affair, and Dustin Hopkins, one of the best kicking performances of the week. I mean, what went wrong for Mr. Luke? Despite Dallas going off, Tony Pollard was silent. He only had just over 5 points. Aaron Jones, something's got to give with him. But other than that, great solid performance by Amari Cooper and David Njoku and guys like that, but just couldn't quite get it done. Mr. Ryan loses in one of the funniest ways. I mean, every year it seems like we have a matchup where, you know, a team loses by 0.1% or in that range. And it was this week. I mean, Mr. Ryan, he needed Diggs to have a game, and Diggs, well, he didn't have a game. And really, Mr. Ryan kind of didn't really deserve the win by how Diggs played, and he didn't get it. But it was just a bad performance by Stephon Diggs. But on the other hand, Mr. Dad, I mean, just barely escaping and helping of that great performance by Herbert. Tyler Lockett went off too, but Mark Andrews and Terry McLaurin, not the best performance there, but I mean, Mr. Dad, you better watch out for him. He's going to make a run for that fourth spot. He's got Tank Dell going off right at the right time. And Justin Jefferson, I believe, will have a chance to come back against Denver this upcoming week. And in the household divided matchup between Uncle Buck and Miss Laurie, with her biggest win of the season, blows out Uncle Buck by 30 and almost hits 170. C.D. Lamb went off. DK Metcalf had a game. Hawkinson, Williams. I mean, Hawkinson and Lamb were one of the few guys who actually went over 30 fantasy points this week, and they did it. Miss Laurie had them both. Decent performance by the running backs, too. Miss Laurie does not have a bad team. She still has Cooper Kupp to work into the mix, so watch out for Miss Laurie. She's also going to try to make a run here. Myself and Mr. Gilbert, a well-deserved win by me, back-to-back week, just blowing out teams, and that's what I need to do to keep it rolling. But it's weird because Derrick Henry did not have a game whatsoever. DeAndre Hopkins did not have a game, but Dak Prescott with 46 against the Giants, leading me towards the way. Dalton Kincaid and George Kittle, both tight ends in the lineup, they both went double digits as well. Debo Samuel had a great coming back game. He wasn't started, but there you go. And don't forget Jason Myers with 21. Mr. Gilbert, I mean, Brock Purdy had the game exactly how he needed to have. Alexander Mattison went down early. Alvin Kamara and Mike Evans, they show up, but something's got to give with that tight end position. He'll have Mahomes and Kelsey next week to also try to make a run. So we think about trying to make a run, and which team is more likely to make a run is the real question. We've got myself, Mr. Luke, Mr. Ryan, Mr. Dad, and Miss Lori all at 4-6. Mr. Gilbert is ahead, but not by much. He's at 500, 5-5. So you would think with this, all this, Mr. Woody, and I'm going to say this now, Mr. Woody is one win away. He is one win away from clinching the playoffs. So we will see that. Uncle Buck, he's about two wins, you could say, almost a win away from clinching as well. And no team starting right now is going to be out of the playoffs. It's the first time that we don't have a team who's out in the first coming weeks. 4-6 is the worst record in the league, which is not bad whatsoever. But you got to look at teams, got to look at depth, and it's going to come down to it. I think teams in the East have a better advantage over me and Mr. Luke, but we will have to, of course, see as some matchups coming up ahead and talk about those matchups more. Let's look at these week 11 matchups. It's going to start with me and Mr. Ryan, 4-6 and 4-6. You got Mr. Gilbert and Mr. Dad at 4-6 and 5-5. And Uncle Buck will play host to Mr. Luke at 4-6 and 7-3. And Miss Lori and Mr. Woody go at it. So we're going to begin with Mr. Gilbert and Mr. Dad. This is a big one here. And we're going to have to see. Jonathan Taylor is out because of bye. But you have Justin Jefferson coming back as well. Mostert will also be in the game despite a little injury that he has. So we're going to see something come out of it here from Mr. Dad. But Mr. Gilbert's on a three-game losing streak. He needs to win. He needs to win now. We're going to see what happens against him. Give me Mr. Dad. Mr. Luke and Uncle Buck, both teams on losing streaks. One-game losing streak for Uncle Buck and two-game losing streak for Mr. Luke. I think it's going to continue. I think Uncle Buck bounces back after an embarrassing loss, and he will get the win over Mr. Luke, pushing him to the side once again. And it's going to come down to me and Mr. Ryan. It's a big one, the 4-6 matchup here. I need another win. Mr. Ryan just needs to win. Two teams who desperately need a win here. But the good thing about it all being at 4-6 is it's a fight for the playoffs, so you still have a chance. But even if you don't miss the playoffs, just don't get the worst record, and you're not going to get the losing. Me and Miss Lori, we thought the season was over after the first 5 weeks. And we come back, you're going into week 11, and it's just getting started. Keys to victory here, it's got to be right. Production out of Dak Prescott once again, right? And Debo Samuel, he's back in the lineup. How does he perform? I'm sitting Derrick Henry for Dalton Kincaid. Will he step up? For Mr. Ryan, it's going to be get McCaffrey in the end zone and let C.J. Stroud shine. Let them do their thing. And Mr. Ryan is going to be very close to a victory. The game of the week, you may surprise you. It's the 8-2, Mr. Woody, and the 4-6, Miss Lori. Why? Mr. Woody's one win away from the playoffs, from clinching. He's basically in it now, but for numbers' sake, for clinching here, and for Miss Lori, it's going to be about not falling behind the eight ball. Will she upset him, or will she fall behind the eight ball is the real question. So give me Mr. Woody winning this week. Give me, of course, myself, but we'll have to see about that. Give me Mr. Dad, and give me Uncle Buck all winning this week. We look here at the playoff bracket. I do want to remind you, Mr. Ryan right now is in that fourth spot because of points. He has by far leading the charge on points. So if it all comes down to a tie and a points battle, Mr. Ryan's going to get the head on that. But hopefully you don't let the points come down to it. Who's going to win outright and who's going to get it done in this year's Popeyes playoffs? Mr. Woody and Uncle Buck are basically a lock, but that 3-4 spot is open as open can be. That's all we have for you today here on the podcast. It's a Tuesday podcast, and it was a big week, a turning point week. We've got teams with the same record. What will happen after this week? See ya then.